Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
Grant Aviation has announced that they will be offering up to 50 additional flights per week between Ted Stevens Anchorage International and the Kenai Municipal Airport beginning this Saturday, October 21st. This change is an effort to accommodate for the departure of Revan Alaska leaving the Kenai Municipal Airport on October 20th. According to Dan Sneezek, the Vice President of Commercial, the additional flights equate to approximately a 30% increase in the airline services.
We're excited to continue to serve the Kenai Peninsula and provide the same service levels that we have in the past, same customer service level, and we will working on supporting the community as it's needed.
The 35-minute flight from Kenai to Anchorage is a route that is critical for many people of the Kenai Peninsula, especially in the winter months. Oil and gas workers, as well as other professionals, rely on this service as a way to commute to and from their job. Sneezek also says that the airline is looking to potentially expand their services even more and would like to add more flights to the route if it's possible.
So hopefully we can keep that excitement level and they'll show up in bookings, and then that'll allow us to keep moving forward and possibly increasing the flights in the future.
Railbelt Energy Infrastructure gets a $206.5 million bump from bill appropriations. For more information, we turn to KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The Alaska Energy Authority has secured $206 million for grid resilience in Alaska. The awarded Rail Belt Innovation Resiliency Project will construct a high-voltage direct current submarine cable to serve as a parallel transmission route from the Kenai Peninsula to Anchorage, creating a much-needed redundant system in case of disruptive events. In addition, the RIR project will provide funding for multiple battery energy storage systems.
Right now, we have what's called a constrained system, meaning it doesn't affect HEA or the Kenai Peninsula as much as it affects other railroad utilities such as DEA, MEA, and Golden Valley.
Said Homer Electric Association's Director of Member Relations, Carrie Ann Baker.
We all share in a project, Bradley Lake Project. And since the power gets created and generated down here on the Kenai, and then it travels north up to these other communities. For us, there's really not a huge issue because we're right here. But the problem is this system is constrained, so we have a lot of line losses. We can't transfer a ton of it.
As Baker describes it, the transference limitation of the current system is like driving to Anchorage on a narrow two-lane road. In effect, you will eventually arrive, but it'll take more time to get there, and you'll expend a lot more fuel in the process. The RIR project will add a second multi-lane highway, so to speak, along the rail belt by which the shared energy will transfer more efficiently and without the same line losses. Or, as Baker puts it,
we've got to have a second redundant path off of the Kenai Peninsula, as so we'll be able to transmit much faster and then have energy coming back to us by deconstraining the system.
According to Baker, this efficiency offers a company like Homer Electric the ability to better meet standards of energy reliability at a reduced cost to the providers. In essence, they want to make sure the lights are always turning on when someone flips the switch.
Our mission is to create the lowest cost energy that is reliable and safe.
Whether or not residents will be able to expect reduced rates once the RIR project is completed is yet to be determined, and would probably have a lot to do with what happens in the American and global economies over the next 8 years. Nevertheless, one of the vital energy systems for both the Kenai Peninsula and Alaska is getting a long overdue but very necessary upgrade. For further details on the RIR project and its $206 million funding, visit this article at RadioKenai.com. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
Coming up, we'll take a look at your top news headlines from Friday. This is KSRM News.